The following program is brought to you in living color on NBC.
She's an Olympic champion. He is a two-time Olympian. Together, they're figure skating royalty. Turned NBC commentators. And now, they're pop culture icons. But more importantly, they're best friends. NBC presents Tara and Johnny. Here's Tara Lipinski and Johnny Weir.
This podcast is brought to you
by Entenmann's.
Hi, guys.
I'm Johnny Weir.
And I'm Tara Lipinski.
You guys know that already, though, because you are subscribers to our podcast. And if you don't subscribe to it, you probably should. So just to give you a little sense of place, we are...
Let's set the scene.
Yeah, we have been so busy. Like, so busy. We run from thing to thing. We are constantly in makeup. We're constantly in hair. I am dealing with, like, a double pimple situation right now, which is killing me. However... We are currently in, best described as
a minivan.
A luxe minivan, though. It's a large.
I mean, this is a lot better than the minivan I had when I was skating. Remember with, I mean, that was the best minivan at the time, though. Remember with the wood paneling?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, I love that. And I used to have my little skating, I love skating on the back.
When I was younger and we'd pass cars with wood on them, we'd always hit each other in the arm and go, beaver fever! Because, you know, beavers like wood. Does that make sense to you at all?
No.
Yeah. Well, we would do that with me and my friends. Anyway, we're in a minivan. We're flying through the mountains of South Korea on our way north toward the IBC, not toward the north. And sorry, I just...
Not that north.
Not that north. We're just going north up into the mountains because that's where the International Broadcasting Center is. And that's quite a hike from us. But we're going up to announce some really incredible news that we're going to talk on here to start off this podcast.
Because
we're also dealing with limited battery, so if you only get a 10-minute podcast, we're sorry.
No, I think it will last, but you guys will get the news way after it's been broken, if you will.
Way after it's been done.
But we're on our way now, Johnny. Let's just say it in unison.
So here it is. Here's our big news. We're hosting the closing ceremony. And glory be. So how it works is we are figure skating commentators. So the opening ceremonies and closing ceremonies are usually left to, like, the big guys.
Yeah, the big guns.
You got Chris Collinsworth, you have Al Michaels, you have Bob Costas.
Mike Tirico.
Huge names like that usually host this event. But for some reason, we're hosting it.
For some reason, it's happening. And so we both got the call from Jim Bell. And at first, I was like, uh-oh.
Oh, we're fired.
What did we do wrong? And then he's like... We are really happy, and we're wondering if you'd like to host the closing ceremony.
Guys, Jim Bell's our big boss, like our big boss.
And I'm not kidding when I asked 3 times. I don't know about you, Johnny. I was like, can you repeat that one more time?
I was just trying my darndest to be nice and not freak out.
And he was, not like, totally have a freak
out on the
phone.
Queen out on the phone, because he's a big boss. Yes, queen!
But I asked 3 times, and it was a yes. And so we're super excited. We'll be with our own Terry Gannon.
Mm-hmm.
We went to a rehearsal last night to see it all go down.
And it's pretty wild.
It's
so
incredible. This stadium is huge. It seats like 35,000 people. I was blown away. You watch the opening ceremony and closing ceremony on TV, and it seems big, but when you're actually in the stadium, it's kind of mind-blowing.
It makes you feel rather small. Yeah, so it's super exciting. It's a very big honor and a privilege to be asked to host the closing ceremonies. I mean, we live in such a little bubble at the Olympics, and we just want to study and do our jobs and bring skating to America. So when Jim Bell, and of course when Jim Bell asked, that means everybody in NBC has to be on board for us to host the closing ceremonies. It was just like, wow. Good job, handsome. You're doing great. And it's just so awesome, right?
It really is. What have we been up to the last few days to fill in all our listeners? We've been doing a lot of skating. It feels like we haven't had a day off in years. And we wake up every morning at 5:30. We get into the trailer, hair and makeup. We're really into this routine. And I was just thinking about this yesterday, Johnny. Like, we have one day left. We have the ladies' final tomorrow, and it's done. So
over the last few days, we've been just doing the damn thing. So we're working our butts off. We wake up at 5 every morning, and we go to the ice rink. We get hair and makeup done, and our team's been killing it. and then we get on
air for hours.
Hours and hours.
Hours watching figure skating.
Which we love.
We really do. We've been on air. We have had maybe 3 days off total. And it feels like we've been here for 3 years.
But luckily,
and I love it.
Luckily, we've been doing a good job, though. So even when we have days off, NBC finds ways to fill our days. Just so that we're keeping busy, we don't get complacent, we're running around.
Although you've had time to go to E-Mart. You've really enjoyed isn't it named that?
Yeah, so guys, E-Mart is essentially a Korean Kmart. And everyone talked about the masks and all these crazy skincare products that happen in Korea, because it's like one of the leading markets for skincare in the world. And they have a lot of companies that create beautiful, fun tester things. Now I have two pimples, so I don't know which product I used that actually did that to me. Probably just stress and eating poorly and lots of makeup. However, there are masks with snail essence in them, which I think is that like slime that they leave behind them, and then somebody's just scooping it up all the time.
And you're putting that on your face?
On my face.
We didn't talk about this.
Yeah, I'm putting it all over my body, in fact.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but it smells good.
So I wouldn't do that.
You know what? These things are like a dollar, so it's probably like...
It's definitely not a snail.
It's not actual snail, like a full tub of snail residue.
No.
It's a cream with snail essence.
It's literally probably just water.
Just water that smells good.
Yeah, that you paid 99 cents for.
99 cents. But still, at 99 cents, it's a bargain. But I like these face masks. They're fun. They help me relax. But no, I mean, it's definitely a bittersweet moment because we love being here. And it's I keep saying honor and a privilege, but it really is an honor and a privilege.
It's what we live to do. I mean... Skating is year-round, but to be able to be on this kind of stage, and I think about that every time we go into the booth, and I get very, you know, me emotional and sad. I think, oh my gosh, only two more times up here. Only one more. And now we're down to one more time. I'm going to shed a tear.
All right, guys. Before she starts crying, we need to end this short podcast. We're sorry it's so short, but we're very, very busy.
And I hope that you guys have been following us on Instagram.
But as always, you can follow us on social media at Tara and Johnny, at Tara Lipinski, at Johnny G. Weir. And as always, we want to thank our podcast partner, Entenmann's, for their support of Tara and Johnny the podcast. Even when we're so far away, we've been enjoying Entenmann's while we've been here.
We really have been enjoying our donuts. I mean, it is perfect timing because I think I'm down to three.
Yeah.
There's three left. I kept the empty box of my first round, and there's three left, so that's it's planned out perfectly.
Now, Entenmann's is celebrating their 120th birthday in a big way with their I Sing on the Cake sweepstakes. Go to Entenmann's120birthday.com to enter for a chance to win some really great prizes.
Yes. So, Entenmann's, thank you. You have been feeding me well. I have had my margarita pizzas, but I have my chocolate glazed donuts that I so adore.
Yes. But, guys, we love you so much. And until next time, bye.
This program is brought to you in living color on NBC. The opening and some non-presentation portions were pre-recorded.